The Podfix Network.
Four for four, bro.
We haven't started yet.
Yeah, anything can happen. Don't pull LeBron and say, not five, not six, not seven.
Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more. Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. For the fourth episode in a row, completing the entire month of July, here he is, my regular co-host, Lord Saunders!
Thank you. Coming in at 6'6", from the University of North Carolina, Lord Saunders.
Standing at 6'6", 6'9", with the afro.
That's right, buddy.
You think anybody got that reference?
Nope.
No one remembers Fletch? Did you get that reference? You didn't get that reference, did you? Have you seen Fletch?
No.
What? You haven't seen Fletch?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so remember when we assigned you Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
Your new assignment is to watch Fletch.
Fletcher.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you need to come back and do a, what do we used to call it? Micro movie review.
Right. Man, I hadn't said that in a long time.
No, we haven't. So let's bring that back, Adam. Go watch Fletch. And in a future episode, let's commit to the listener that you're going to watch Fletch and come back and do a micro
Chevy movie Chase?
Review. Yeah, of course. You didn't know it was Chevy Chase? Goodness, sir.
Okay, that movie came out in 1985, bro.
Yeah. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, never seen it. Got a great line of characters, though.
Yeah, duh. It's Fletch.
James Avery's in it. Cool.
Okay, stop it. Stop it. That's it. Let's just go ahead and get the show started.
Dude, Uncle Phil.
I don't want to embarrass you any further by having not seen or even heard of some of the most legendary movies from the comedy genre.
Well, I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, let's just move on. You're not going to look any better if we keep talking about it.
I don't look bad now, sir.
let's just get started. Take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week.
If you insist.
Adam, I think today's celebration is made for you. National Mutt Day.
Yes, very much so. Yep, and they're getting better all the time.
All right. Well, tomorrow, Adam, National Lighthouse Day.
I'm down for a good lighthouse. Show you the way.
I'm intrigued by the lighthouse.
Yeah. It's kind of mysterious.
I'm lighthouse curious.
Same. It's okay. Mysterious.
I agree.
And magical.
Here's something else that I like, but I've never really taken advantage of, at least not since I was a child. National Vinyl Record Day.
I love vinyls, dude, but they are a pain in the ass.
They really are. I don't have a turntable, and I don't have a vinyl collection at the moment. In fact, the only vinyl record that I have is a copy of Boston Boston.
What about your Peter Cetera collection?
Okay, you just shut your mouth. Don't come on this podcast and make people think that I've got even a single song by Peter Cetera anywhere near me.
So I can imagine, now I'm glad to hear your stance on vinyl. I also can imagine you having the same theory on that as you do with cast iron skillets.
It's similar. Yeah. It's similar.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Wednesday, National Left-Handers Day.
We can call that National Ned Flanders Day.
I would as well. Thursday is also a day for you. National IPA Day.
Boy, Texas has some great IPA brewers, too.
Indeed. A day more made for me on Friday, National Water Balloon Day.
Can't go wrong with a good water balloon.
No. And I've got young kids, and young kids love water balloons.
And they laugh when you throw it at them.
Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, we'll wrap up our week of pretty fun celebration days with a day that is similar to National Water Balloon Day with National Play Outside Day or Stop Making Your Mother Insane Day. Because when mom gets insane, everyone has to go outside.
That's right. That's exactly right. So as an adult, I use that as National Play With Your Smoker Outside Day.
Oh.
You smoke a bunch of meats.
Mm-hmm. So if you make Liz insane, she sends you outside and you're like, okay.
I'm like, fine.
I guess I'm going to go smoke some meats.
Yeah, I guess you'll have some delicious meat in the next 20 hours.
All right, Adam, well, let's now turn our attention to this week in history.
Okay, buddy. Short week, ending with a doozy. All right, so in 1492, Columbus set sail. Obviously, we know he did not discover America, so myth dispelled. Flash forward like 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
We get to experience the first execution by the electric chair in the U.S.
USA, USA, USA.
Default. Yeah, go us. All right. So this is for you, buddy. In 1949, the NBA is born, mm-hmm. which is 27 years... And then 27 years later, it merged with the ABA, which is the American Basketball Association.
And a footnote, and I swear I didn't do more than cursory research, the NBA was born out of a merger.
Yes. I know that to be true with no follow-up research.
Yep. I will say nothing more.
It's kind of like when the WWF merged with the WCW. You know, it's the whole thing. Same exact thing.
Same exact thing.
Yeah, no difference. Nope. So, yeah. So if we move forward in time... In 1958, the Nautilus submarine travels under the North Pole. So, basically, Captain Nemo.
I heard Santa was pissed about this.
Super pissed. There was restricted water space, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yep.
And yeah,
nearly started a war with old Saint Nick.
And you don't want to do that because he's freaking magic, bro.
That's right.
Yeah. But, a few short years later... In 1961, the first Six Flags amusement park opens in Arlington, Texas. Is that still open, buddy?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Huh.
Right in my backyard.
Is it like garbage or is it all right?
Probably haven't been there in 20 to 25 years.
Okay. So there's a chance there's like carnies there like ripping you off and stuff?
Oh, there's definitely carnies there ripping you off. I just haven't been there in quite a long time.
Okay. So they're either like, you know, cleaned up carnies or pretty downtrodden carnies.
Is there a cleaned up carny? That's not a thing.
That's a fair point.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, later on in 1975, the labor leader Jimmy Hoffa is reported missing. Boy, that's an investigation I'd love to get to the bottom of. Unfortunately, I don't have time to get to it. So we move to 1981.
You already have a case. You're up to your eyeballs already in a case you need to solve. So don't even start on Jimmy Hoffa.
He's next. He's next.
Oh, yes. You've already... Wow, you've already committed your next case.
Yeah, I have a cue.
That is fantastic. Okay, wow. Let's just recognize this moment, listeners. So Adam is not just committed to, very soon, hopefully, getting on the case he's already committed to from 2 years ago. He's already said when he's done with that, he's going to find out what happened to Jimmy Hoffa.
Old Lord Cold Case Saunders coming on the show, buddy.
Yes. Yeah, I'm holding you to this. That's why I'm making such a big deal about what you just said.
That's fine, bro. Jimmy Hoffa, man. He's a man of the people.
He's a man of the North End Zone at the Meadowlands.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, ground penetrating radar has disproved that, but.
Oh, is that a tease?
I mean, I don't know. You know?
Yes. I can't wait for 6 years from now.
It's going to be great, buddy. It's going to be great.
I agree.
Unless I can get the other one solved more quickly. But we'll see.
You haven't even started yet.
I've done some, you know, the investigation is ongoing. Okay.
Yeah, you just haven't brought any of that to the show yet.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
There's too much good stuff in our shows already.
That's a good point. Don't have time to get to it.
It's a bitch every time.
That should come as no surprise.
All right, moving on. In 1981, MTV launches, and do you know what the first video they played on it was?
Video killed the radio star.
Correct.
Yep.
Nicely done. If we were doing a Christmas quiz, you would have gotten that one right.
If we were doing a Christmas quiz, I would not have gotten that one right.
That's true. Man, all right, so here's a memory lane memory for you. In 1996, the Macarena begins its reign atop the U.S. pop charts. This thing spent over 60 weeks on top. Do you remember this, bro?
Yes, I do remember that. 60. Mm-hmm. I forgot it was 60 weeks. That's insane.
Yeah, that is quite the time.
That's over a year.
Speaking of music on the charts, I love how certain TV shows are bringing old music back up to the top, and now people are getting to hear it for the first time.
Totally.
You know, like, I mean, a whole new generation is hearing Metallica for the first time because of Stranger Things.
Yep.
And, like, I love that. Like, I'm envious that I don't get to hear it for the first time. You know, like, I can't even imagine.
I agree.
But to wrap up our week in history, buddy.
Feel-good story.
Feel-good story of the month. In 2012, Oscar Pistorius becomes... Or I think it's pronounced Pistorius, isn't it?
I don't know.
We'll go with the way it's spelled. Oscar Pistorius becomes the first amputee runner to compete at the Olympics.
Oh, good for him. Oh, that's where the story ends. Super great.
Awesome. Well, Toph, there's more. There's controversy there because, he was an amputee athlete and people were saying it wasn't fair.
Yeah, but he's still a champion. He won at the Olympics. Yay, USA, USA, USA.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
Are you serious? There's more to this story?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh.
This story ends with him in prison, buddy. In prison. He murdered his girlfriend.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Womp, womp.
Okay, well, I tried.
Yes. So for all the work he did to get to the Olympics and all that kind of stuff, he threw away immediately. Immediately threw it away.
Yes, he did.
It wasn't much later either. Like, it was like shortly thereafter.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just going to pause. Just process that a little bit.
Yep. No, take all the time you need, bud.
Okay. All right. Well, let's, Adam, let's try to recover and move on to the news.
With our favorite jingle.
Adam, perhaps you've heard of, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Tufelsi? It's German. Tufelsi. Something like that. Anyway, that's a glacial lake near Teufelsberg. Teufelsberg? Anyway, it's a glacial lake near this other place, which is not far from Berlin, Germany.
Where has the wall?
Well, not anymore. They actually took down the wall.
Right. Mikhail Gorbachev.
Not too long ago, so I could see why you don't remember that. But since you've been traveling internationally, I thought I would bring an international story.
I like it.
And so you've got this glacial lake near this other place, which is just outside of Berlin. And so Teufelsberg, I think you'll find this interesting, is a non-natural hill.
What is it?
Well, since you asked, it was created in the 20 years following the Second World War by moving approximately 98 million cubic yards of debris from Berlin.
Such as a wall?
No, the 20 years after World War II. So after Berlin was completely destroyed by World War II, they cleared out all the debris from that destruction and just made a giant hill out by this glacial lake.
I mean, why not? What else are you going to do with all of that rubble?
I know, but I find that amazing. But this story is not about that place. It's about something that happened in that place.
Oh, okay.
Now, there's no explanation, but for some reason, wild boar sightings have become increasingly common in this area.
Okay.
It's also, now remember, this is a hill by a glacial lake that was formed by a bunch of debris collected from World War II and just piled up.
Right.
Okay, so it's collected wild boars. It's also a popular spot for people who embrace FKK, which is a German word that means free body culture. Do you know what this is?
A nudist colony?
In the United States, we call them nudist colonies.
Yes! All right.
So let's just recap. You have this giant debris hill that was formed after World War II that's out by a glacial lake that has a bunch of wild boars and also is popular amongst the nudist community.
Man, that's like historical and niche.
Are you getting all this?
That's awesome.
So nudists and people that are clothed go out there like it's a park and they hang out there and they bring food and whatever. And so apparently one of the boars spotted a pizza that was being eaten by a group of nudists, and so it ran up and snatched a nearby yellow bag, probably believing that it contained food. Well, It didn't contain any food, but because the bag contained a laptop, the man who owned it chased the boar, even though he was completely nude.
That's dangerous, man. Boar will F you up.
Okay, so there's a group of nudists hanging out, just enjoying some food. A boar runs through their picnic, grabs this guy's laptop, and takes off, and he takes off after it, totally nude.
I thought you were going to say the boar grabbed a hot dog.
Both he and the boar ended up in a bushy foresty area, out of sight from everyone else. And the boar's flight was slowed down, it says, by a cardboard box in his path, which seems weird because boars are kind of can trample just about anything.
Yeah.
In any case, he's stymied by a cardboard box, and the man claps his hands and hits the ground with a stick, which prompts the boar to drop his laptop.
All right.
And so this nude man comes out of the forest, victoriously holding up his laptop, and everyone starts applauding.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes. And Adam, I have some excellent news because a local photographer caught the entire incident on camera, including the nude man. Those photos can be seen on the World Wide Web.
Yes. Dude, that's awesome. I think that I might have missed it because I'd have been too busy digging for World War II rubble or post-World War II rubble.
You would have seen a trampling wild boar and a bunch
of
news. Yeah,
I mean, digging, I'm like, oh, I just missed the history. I missed everything. Yeah.
Well, Adam, I hate to do this, but I don't have time for our next story.
Dang it, bro.
But I do have a headline.
Yes.
Man publicly masturbates with a pickle.
God. We don't need you to do that, sir. What? Thank God for cursory research sometimes, am I right?
Yeah, I was not willing to do any further research on that story.
Thank God he didn't make like a snickle.
And I think we forgot to make our standard promise on last episode. So I'll go ahead and make it this time. And it's retroactive to last episode. But we will make every possible effort to get to this story in a future episode.
Also, disclaimer, it involves nudity.
Yeah. And I feel like you subtly noticed that I combined a story about nudists with another story that involves nudity.
It's masterful, buddy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, do you have birthdays for us?
Of course I got birthdays. They're great, too. So let's kick off this week's birthdays. First of all, one that I would love to be. The first two, actually. Jason Momoa turns 43.
I did not have a guess as to how old Jason Momoa was.
Yeah, I feel like he's timeless.
Yep, I agree.
Much like the characters he plays.
Speaking of timeless.
Yeah, Tom Brady, all-time winningest Super Bowl quarterback ever.
Yep.
He turns 45. Now, J.K. Rowling turns 57 and Coolio turns 59, which is awesome. But here's where it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
James Hetfield turns 59, which also like terrifies me. But the two milestone birthdays, buddy, Wesley Snipes and Patrick Ewing, both turn 60.
Yep. Milestones.
Happy birthday, guys. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday on your milestone birthdays.
Now, did Patrick Ewing ever actually win a title?
No, he did not.
He did not, right? Yeah, he's one of the few greats that didn't.
He's on a list with Karl Malone, who we mentioned last episode.
Yep.
John Stockton, of course, his point guard. Charles Barkley. And several others, actually. They were excellent players, but did not win championships.
And it's so weird, too, because especially in that era, you'd think that they would have gotten at least one. But they also played against, like, the Jordan era, so.
Well, that's the reason. There's no mystery.
Right. Right, that's true. Yeah, it's like, dang it. I happen to play and
don't act like that's puzzling. As a matter of fact, and we all know, there was only a small window where somebody other than Jordan won the championship, and that was in 94-95.
Right.
And the Rockets won both because Hakeem the Dream, who at least did one of those, I believe, on the way to the finals, beat Charles Barkley.
Yeah, and Jordan like definitely beat the Jazz to win, like to make the shot of all shots You know, they shot, he goes, I mean, like a picture perfect shot to end your career with. Well, you know, another great that didn't win that should have, different sport. That would be the old Dan Marino.
Yeah, that's right.
He should have won one.
Agreed.
Dolphins can't get a quarterback to save their lives nowadays, but oh well. Anyway, moving along, one of those big time milestone birthdays from two big time celebrities. You got Billy Bob Thornton, who turned 67. He's awesome. Martha Stewart turns 81. That's older than I remember.
That's Snoop's best friend.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the old Tony Bennett, 96. Almost a big hundo.
96.
Almost a hundo.
I think you said a few weeks back, was it you? Or was it one of your fill-ins that any birthday over 90 is a milestone birthday?
That's fair. It wasn't me, but it's true.
Might have been our MVP, Keith.
Classic Keith.
And if he did say it, he's right. The Getty birthday over 90 is a milestone.
Yeah, true.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Adam, and thank you, Clay Groves. Adam, I have four people that were born on this day, but are now
dead. Damn.
First, legendary comedian Lucille Ball died in 1989 at the age of 77. Today she would be 110. And I do recognize her greatness, but never thought she was funny.
Yeah, I get that. Same. I don't like that brand of comedy specifically, but I love her.
Oh, no. She's an absolute legend. I mean, legend of the craft, but I just don't find Lucille Ball funny.
Yep.
And by that, I mean my condolences.
My condolences, right.
Next, we have Louis Armstrong, who I am a fan of. He died in 1971 at the age of 69.
Nice.
Today he would have been 120. And another Louis Vuitton, died in 1892 at the age of 70. Today he would have been 201.
Wow, I don't think I realized he died so long ago.
I didn't either. But Adam, remember, I said there were four.
Yes, Queen.
And I've only said three. The final one, Adam, JonBenet Ramsey, died in 1996 at the age of 6. Adam, today she would have been 32.
Poor JonBenet Ramsey.
I wonder what happened to her.
It's a huge mystery, which I am currently unraveling.
Okay, all right. Now, I did ask you like two or three episodes ago if there was a point in the future that you were willing to commit to, or you were going to start revealing your findings to the rest of us?
And my answer was no, which you accepted.
I did. So I'm just asking again. It's been a few weeks. I'm just...
Soon.
Boy, you've made a commitment to the listener, but you're being very non-committal about it.
That's like saying like, well, you know, you didn't win. What did I say?
I don't remember, but I'm also not willing to revisit that moment.
You're not going to do this to me, Adam.
Don't do this to me, Adam. A win occurs.
A win occurs when you're on the majority side.
When you're on the majority side.
Oh, we need that audio in the future episodes if people can hear that.
Yeah, we need to dig into the audio archives and pull that one out and dust it off.
It's one of the best ones ever.
All right, well, alas, we have to move on. That's not bad news, though. That's actually very good news, because we have to go to the treasure trove of audio that you provided to us because of all of your travel, Adam. We have already gone through all of your Barcelona audio, so now we're moving on to your next trip. We have five pieces of audio. We're not going to play them all today. We just don't have time, Adam, so we're going to play a couple of them, just two, today. You can walk us through those, and then we're going to put it back on the shelf, and we're going to dust it off in a couple of weeks.
Yep, let's do it.
Did you want to set this up at all, or do you want me to play audio clip number one?
This was the beginning of my trip that was going from Chicago to Austria. And to set the stage of like where my mind is at, I had 15 events that were going on in Chicago over the weekend. Simultaneously, I had two other events, one in New Orleans, one in Washington, D.C. And then as soon as that show ended, I had to fly to Austria for three more events. So in the span of 10 days, I did 24 events.
Oh my gosh.
It was brutal. And I can only be in one place at a time.
Well, thank you for providing that context. let's go ahead and play audio clip number one.
So, this is Lord Saunders, this is how I talk. This is my first check-in to really kind of like express my malcontent for the mother and the lounge in the business area where everyone was working. To not stop her kid from just shouting mindlessly. Not
again.
Like crying, he wasn't upset, he was just like shouting. And she didn't do a damn thing to stop him. not with everyone looking at her, and I get having children and all that kind of good stuff, but I also feel like, you know, maybe teaching the child at an age who, you know, like that screaming in public isn't appropriate in very small confined areas might be on the docket. so far, trip to Chicago, then Vienna. So far, off to a noisy start. We'll check in again soon. This is Lord Saunders. This is how I talk. Dunskies.
Are you sensing a theme here, bro?
I am sensing a theme, and I'm enjoying it.
Dude, I just want to work. Okay, so imagine I've got 20 more events I'm faced with right there over the course of 10 days. And this is what I just don't understand it, bro. Like, I'm in my sanctuary in the lounge. Okay? I don't need this kind of, like, extraneous distraction.
Well, your pain is our gain, Adam. Just keep that in mind.
For sure. It's what I can do.
All right, well, we only have time for one more audio clip before we shove off. And here is clip number two.
Okay, well, check-in number two. Not upgraded to first class on the way to Chicago, which is unacceptable. Okay. Unacceptable. So, stay tuned for more. I am currently not upgraded on my trip from Chicago to Austria. But stay tuned for that. So, you know, no room to work, and it's a huge event, but no upgrades. This is Lord Saunders. This is how I talk. Dunskies out.
Dude. I didn't even know the seats went up that high.
There are definitely some common threads here. Some common threads that are weaving the sweater of delightfulness that you've served up to all of us.
It's a tangled skein of like not getting upgraded and not getting the perks that I've earned.
And the screaming children.
Dude, which are everywhere, and like you can't work. Like, I can't work. Like, I rely on that plane time for work. But if the person puts their damn seat back, like my laptop's facing me like at an angle that's like very obtuse, so I can't actually work. I have to like prop. It's not good, man.
It's not conducive. It's not conducive or restful.
No, and you definitely can't put a drink down and work at the same time. So it's not like you can even have coffee. So you're just miserable for the entire time. If you are coughing, oh God.
Oh man. Well, first of all, thank you very much for the audio that you have already delivered, and I just want to tell the listener that there are three more pieces of audio that are still on their way, that while I haven't heard them, it seems like they're going to be just as much fun to listen to as the previous five.
Well, the next one, the next installment has a wonderful surprise that I was not anticipating.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's a really fantastic tease.
So much to the chagrin, it's actually a positive thing that happened, but it was unbelievable that it happened to me.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, Adam, that brings us to the end of this episode of This Week Today.
Of course it does.
Just some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching @ThisWeekPod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline, Adam, is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search @PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. My pal Lord Saunders, who's completed the month of July. He's been with us the entire month. I'm your co-host, Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
It's called The Sweep, bro. I got The Sweep. 4-0. Later.
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.